got no time for play. I'm all for business, baby. I ain't got no time for play. In everything I do, you know I mean every word I say. If you think I'm playing, baby, things ain't like they seem. If you think I'm playing with your woman, then things ain't like they seem. You better shake yourself and wake up, little girl. I swear you're just having a real bad dream. Say, woman, you better even watch the way you talk. I mean what I said, woman, you better even watch the way you talk. Business. I ain't got no time for play. I'm all for business, baby. I ain't got no time for play.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. Indeed, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour, 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from the likes of Joe Carter with his buddy Sunnyland Slim. Yeah, performing a fine little tune there. Sunnyland on the piano. Frank Stokes will join us as well with some fine country blues from way back in the pre-war era. I'm talking like before 1930, almost 100 years ago. Plus, we'll hear from Little Brother Montgomery talking about Ferris Street. Yeah, nice jive tune from Little Brother Montgomery. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to hear next from Liz Mandeville Greeson. This is from a Earwig collection celebrating their 20th anniversary. So this was recorded back, or released back in 1999. This is The Friendly Stranger. Liz Mandeville Greeson here on The Deep Blues Hour.
Gone. I should have known right then I was in danger. Mama always warned me about the friendly stranger. The man was buffed and cool as he walked my way. He said, "Hello, baby, it's your lucky day." Shades were on, but when he took me by the hand, I was solid gone. Should know right then I was in danger. Mama always warned me about the friendly stranger. I was gone, 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 gone. Solid gone. I should have known right then I was in danger. Mama always warned me about the friendly stranger. She said, "Look out." We'll be right back. was solid gone. He should have known right then that he was in danger. Didn't his mama warn him about a friendly stranger? Well, he was gone, gone, gone. Gone, gone, gone. Gone, 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 gone. Oh, solid gone. Oh, he's gone.
WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, pastries, pies, cakes, and others made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang out with friends in a cafe setting. Their hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 p.m. on Sunday. Visit their website at sidecar412.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Driving down this lonesome road, no place to go. Driving down this lonesome road, no place to go. And everybody I see, not a face that I know. I met a little girl. She said, man, you're a stranger in my town. Met a little girl. She said, man, you're a stranger in my town. I said, please help me, darling. I don't know my way around. I wanna make love to you, baby, but I'm afraid to take the chance. I wanna make love to you, baby, but I'm afraid to take the chance. I just really like to be, I wanna be your loving man. I say, give me a chance, woman, before you confuse my mind. A chance, baby, before you confuse my mind.
if I wanna make it up to you, darling, somewhere down the line.
One scotch, one bourbon, or one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Yeah. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, and one beer. I don't want soda or bubble gum. You got what it takes now, give me some. Since my baby's been gone, every day is lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One scotch, one bourbon, or one beer. Or one scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Hey, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, or one beer. My baby started me on the spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, says she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, or one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer, yeah. Hey, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, or one beer. One more nip and make it strong. I got to find my baby if it's all night long. One scotch, one bourbon, or one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Hey, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, and one beer. Did you hear me, fella? I said, pour the corn, one scotch. Might as well put a bourbon on the side. Give me a bottle of those suds, too.
Well, there you have The wonderful sounds of Jimmy Witherspoon. That was his version of One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer from a collection of his best tunes called Jazz Me Blues. And indeed, he did cross that boundary between blues and jazz and did it so elegantly and with incredible voice and nice playing as well. Before Jimmy Witherspoon, we heard from George Wildchild Butler from his disc called Stranger. That was the Wedding Ring Blues from Wildchild. All right, up next, let's hear from Little Milton, why don't we? From his Chess recording career, 1965, this is We're Gonna Make It, Little Milton, here on the Deep Blues Hour.
We may not have a cent to pay the rent, but we're gonna make it, I know we will. We may have to eat every day, but we're gonna make it. I know we will.
And if a job is hard to find, and we have to stand in the welfare line, I've got your love, and you know you got mine.
So we're gonna make it. I know we will. We may not have a home to call our own, but we're gonna make it. I know we will. We may have to fight hardships alone, but we're gonna make it. I know we will.
Our togetherness brings peace of mind. We can't stay down all the time. I've got your love and you know you got mine.
So we're gonna make it. I know we will. Our car may be old, our children's cold, but we're gonna make it, I know we will. We may not can spare a road to crumb, but we're gonna make it, I know we will.
And if I have to carry around a sign saying, get the dead of the dumb and the blind, I've got your love and you know you've got mine. We're gonna make it.
We're gonna make it.
Thank you.
woman, and I wonder why she's gone. Well, I hope someday, baby, we'll come back home. I'm worried about my baby, and I wonder why she's gone. I'm worried about my woman, and I wonder why she's gone.
You have Joe Carter on vocals, Sonnyland Slim joining as well with I'm Worried. That's from their disc called That Ain't Right. Came out through Delmark Records 2006 on CD, at least. Before Joe Carter and Sonnyland Slim, we heard from Albert King himself. That was Funk Shun, recorded 1966. You know, youth in quality child care after school have fewer behavioral problems and tend to stay out of trouble. Their social skills are better, and they are more self-disciplined. They are creative and compassionate towards others. Penn State Cooperative Extension's Better Kid Care program offers educational materials for parents and child care professionals. They can be obtained by calling 1-800-452-9108. And check out Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's a fiddle tune and a radio show, not a prescription for your podiatrist. Tune in to WRCT Wednesdays from 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast, Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. And stick around for an hour of bluegrass starting at 1 p.m. Wednesdays on the Black Diamond Show. Where else but on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Well, let's hear next from Roosevelt Sykes. Here he is with Runnin' the Boogie. Yeah, Roosevelt Sykes here on the Deep Blues Hour.
to my baby's door. Oh yes, maybe yes, oh yes, no. Yes, yes, maybe yes, oh yes, no. I'm going in early and I ain't coming out no more. What are you doing? Time and all night, you won't let me sleep. But the little girl, she came to me one morning and said, "Sonny boy, I apologize. Tell me one morning and say, Sonny boy, I will apologize. So I told little girl, I'm gonna forgive you, baby, so you can have one more try. You to do treat me nice, mama, and I won't love nobody but you. Treat me kind. It ain't nothing I wouldn't do. Come home now, darling, I won't love nobody but you.
Little Son Jackson, a little something called Johnny May, recorded 1960 off a disc called Blues Come to Texas from Little Son Jackson. Plus, I heard from Sonny Boy Williamson. There he was with You Killin' Me. Yeah, recording for Chess Records. There's Sonny Boy. Animal Friends reminds you that animal abuse is not just a problem for animal shelters. Law enforcement experts agree that abuse of animals is often accompanied by other violent or illegal activity. If you see or suspect animal abuse in your neighborhood, call Animal Friends Humane's officers at 412-847-7066. Thank you for keeping our entire community safe. Plus, check out Viva La Mock. Do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday nights starting at 9 p.m. with an encore Monday nights starting at 11. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Let's hear next from Mississippi Fred McDowell. Yeah, here he is with some fine Hill District or Hill Country Blues from Mississippi. This is Death Comes a Creepin' in My Room, Mississippi Fred, here on the Deep Blues Hour. Thank you.
It was soon one morning, death come creeping. Soon one, death come creeping in my room, got a mighty moon. Death come creeping in my room, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, what shall I do to thee? Well, thank you.
never, never, never can forget that day when you call me, baby. How long, I had no love. How long, have you seen my baby, baby, baby? Tell her to hurry home, I had a good thing. How long, and I'm on my way, baby. How long? Mama, mama, why did you make me go on, yeah, baby? How long? I had no loving. How long? Well, I hate the train that carried my baby away and left me standing. How long? I had no loving. How long? I can forget that day when you call me, baby. How long? I had no loving, then my baby gone. Now listen at me, baby, baby, everything all right with me. Oh, run your baby. How long? I had no loving, then my baby gone. Baby, I can see anymore. Run your baby. How long? I had no love since my baby gone.
Well, that there was Frank Stokes with How Long, his 1928 recording. There's some fine country blues from Frank Stokes. Went on to be covered numerous times by others. Before Frank, we heard from Lonnie Johnson. That was called the Savoy Blues from a disc called Playing with the Strings. They're from Lonnie Johnson. Let's hear next from Lee Hunter. Here he is recording for the Gold Star record label. This is called Back to Santa Fe. Lee Hunter here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Born up on a Santa Fe, baby, where I'm better known. As I'm born up on a Santa Fe, better known. Meet all of my old friends down there where I used to be. If I had to listen to what my mother said, if I had to listen to what my mother said, I wouldn't be out here today trying to make this over by myself.
Mississippi Blues, that's the name of that track there from Charlie's Band. Yeah, fine pre-war blues from a disc called Dream in the Blues. Yeah, we also heard from Lizzie Washington in that last set, a St. Louis lady recorded in the late 20s, early 30s, 1927 exactly. That was the Working Man Blues from Lizzie Washington. Well, time for just a little more music. We're going to hear from Little Brother Montgomery next off his disc, No Special Rider. This is the Ferris Street Jive. Yeah, Little Brother Montgomery here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
The dynamics of the 2024 election are changing as we now get into really the start of these campaigns, past Labor Day, getting closer to the first primary votes. More and more voters are going to be paying attention. And there are a number of storylines, fascinating storylines, that are being turned on their heads, and we're going to talk about them. Storyline one is the Vivek Ramaswamy surge. Story number two is the Nikki Haley surge. And story number three is the alleged desire for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to replace Joe Biden on the Democratic ticket for 2024. Let's start with Vivek Ramaswamy. The story went, Vivek Ramaswamy entered this campaign as an unknown at 1%. And seemingly through grit and will and sheer force of intellectual willpower, he has surged to 7 and now will continue onward and upward, maybe even towards the nomination. Then we see the polling, and then it paints a very different picture. Looking at the polling, it is indeed true that Vivek Ramaswamy started at 1 and did get all the way up to actually almost 7.6 a couple of weeks ago. But then it's been a decline, getting caught lying and equivocating and taking 5 different positions on the same issue, arguing with reporters that he really didn't say the thing that they have him on camera saying. And it seems as though the Vivek campaign is cooling. In parallel to this is Nikki Haley's solid performance at the first Republican debate on August 23rd, and the fact that she now has actually started to see a polling rise that has her almost even with Vivek Ramaswamy. And it is totally plausible that a month from now, it will be Nikki Haley in third place in this Republican primary, not Vivek Ramaswamy. Now, that all being said, we also can't ignore the faltering Ron DeSantis, who has lost more than half of his support from the low 30s at the start of the year, now down to just barely under 14. So in a month, 6 weeks, maybe eight, you could see Trump in first place and Nikki Haley in second place if her trajectory continues and if Ron DeSantis's continues to decline. The reason this is interesting is that Nikki Haley was not seriously considered the strong challenger to Trump in this primary. In fact, her campaign truly seemed dead on arrival. The reason Nikki Haley is so interesting is that this isn't my opinion in terms of who I would vote for. Of course, I would vote for Joe Biden over Nikki Haley. But if I look nationally, Nikki Haley doesn't seem like a super weak challenger to Joe Biden. Now, Biden might defeat both Trump or Nikki Haley or DeSantis or whoever. That may all be the case. But there is some way in which Haley seems potentially better suited to go up against Joe Biden, certainly than someone like Ron DeSantis. So that's one storyline that we're going to continue following. The other storyline is about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. There was a moment, I don't know, somewhere around late April, early May, where there were claims that it's obvious the Democrats want Bobby Kennedy Jr. He's polling 18, 19, 20 in an imaginary Republican primary poll, a poll that is unlikely really to reflect what is going to happen in the DNC because they're not holding an actual primary. And this is clearly reflective of antipathy towards Biden. Now, it is true that there have been polls, some heavily skewed towards Republicans, that say Biden shouldn't run and Biden's too old and all these different things. But what we do know from looking at an average of polls is that Bobby Kennedy Jr. has lost close to 40% of the support he once had. We were suspicious that a bunch of that support was not actually from Democratic primary voters. Whether that is or is not the case, Bobby Kennedy Jr. was polling 20 for a while there in late April and early May. He is now down to